Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. Madley's CEO says his club will do all it can to avoid a repeat of the death of one of its rising stars. 20-year-old Keith Titmus collapsed during a training session back in November 2020, and Deputy State Coroner Derek Lee has ruled it was the result of heat stroke. Sea Eagles boss Tony Mestrov has spoken outside at the coroner's court.
We intend to take the recommendations up that his honour has given down today. This can't happen again in the game. We all understand that. And we don't want to happen under Manly's watch ever again.
More action on the crisis that is family and domestic violence. New South Wales will, within days, unveil a domestic violence package that focuses on the frontline and crisis emergency response, while Tasmania's Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says he's happy to work with the Greens, who are calling for a parliamentary working group in that state. Another disturbing development from Mexico, where grave fears are held for two Aussie brothers. Three people have now been arrested over the disappearance of Jake and Callum Robinson. And the Prime Minister has distanced himself from the prosecutors, who agreed that a free detainee could remove his ankle monitoring bracelet before he allegedly bashed a Perth grandmother in her own home. Anthony Albanese's told Seven that governments don't interfere when it comes to courts.
In this country, in Australia, we have a separation of the judicial system from the political system. But if it was up to me, I assure you that there wouldn't have been bail granted.